Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about real money moves. Today we're diving deep into Wells Fargo, ticker WFC, with a full analysis that covers everything from the business model to where it might be headed next. Wells Fargo has been making waves lately with its latest earnings and some upbeat comments from the CEO about the banking environment. The stock sits around $90 right now, pointings, and we're going to unpack whether that's a fair spot or if there's more room to run. Let's start with the basics. Wells Fargo is one of the big diversified banks in the U.S., offering everything from consumer banking and lending to commercial banking, corporate and investment banking, plus wealth and investment management. Founded way back in 1852 and headquartered in San Francisco, the company serves millions of customers through a huge network. CEO Charlie Scharf has been steering the ship with a focus on discipline and organic growth. Breaking down the revenue, the biggest chunk comes from consumer banking and lending at about $37 billion, followed by corporate and investment banking around $19 billion, wealth and investment management at $16 billion, and commercial banking near $12 billion. There's a small corporate segment and some reconciling items, but the consumer side clearly drives the majority of the top line. On the earnings front, the most recent quarter showed solid beats driven by higher net interest income, fee income growth, and controlled provisions, even as expenses ticked up a bit. Diluted EPS came in strong, and the company has been delivering consistent profitability with return on equity hovering in the low double digits. Management commentary from the earnings call highlighted that these times are really good for banks overall. Scharf emphasized staying disciplined when adding investment banking resources and focusing on organic growth across business segments while keeping an eye on economic and regulatory hurdles. The tone was constructive, with attention on sustainable payout and normalized cash conversion. Looking at the financial statements, total assets sit near $2.15 trillion, with a solid equity base around $180 billion. Net income has been climbing steadily over the past few years, reaching over $21 billion in the latest fiscal year, and the dividend yield comes in around 2% with a payout that looks sustainable. Key ratios like price-to-earnings around 12.5 and return on equity near 12.6% paint a picture of a mature, profitable operation. For valuation, we're leaning on a price-to-book approach because that's the standard and most appropriate lens for a bank like this, with forward PE as a supporting check. The model puts fair value somewhere in the low 90s, right around where the stock is trading now. Changing assumptions around growth or multiples can swing that number quite a bit, though. Strengths include the massive scale, diversified revenue streams, and improving efficiency. Weaknesses center on past regulatory issues that still require attention and a slower growth profile compared to some peers. Opportunities lie in wealth management expansion and digital banking, while threats include interest rate shifts, competition from fintech, and broader economic slowdowns. Recent performance shows the stock up modestly over the past year around 3%, with stronger gains over 3 months near 7%, but some softness in the shorter weekly window. It has lagged the broader market over 5 years, but delivered solid returns in the industry context. When we run the intrinsic value analysis, the primary engine is price to book, which fits banks far better than a traditional discounted cash flow model. DCF isn't ideal here because banks manage deposits and loans rather than generating classic free cash flows, so PB, forward PE, and dividend-focused methods give a clearer picture. The blended result lands around $90, very close to the current price near $90. Drivers include an adjusted PB target of 1.8 and a forward PE around 14, both reflecting the bank's stable earnings and industry positioning. If you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. My take is that Wells Fargo looks fairly valued here with limited immediate upside, but it's a steady compounder for income-focused investors who like the dividend and the improving operational discipline. The banking backdrop seems supportive for now, though I'd watch expenses and any regulatory overhang closely. Wrapping up, WFC offers a classic large bank profile with reasonable valuation and decent income potential, but it's not screaming cheap or expensive at current levels. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and let me know in the comments what stock you'd like us to tackle next.